You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Dodgers have renovated their baseball academy in the Dominican Republic, where the hotbed of talent has a little bit of an upgrade as they develop into major league players. Talk to Ken Gernick about that. I'm Allison Footer. Ken, you were down in the Dominican, and so you saw the dedication of an academy that was there but needed some upkeep. This was a pretty big deal for the Dodgers. It sounds like they put a lot of money into it, and there were a lot of dignitaries there to dedicate it.
All true, and you have to remember that 30 years ago, when I was there, when they launched it to begin with, they had the first academy of all the American team, major league teams that were there. And in 30 years, it played a very large role in developing the talent that helped them become a winner. And it fell in disrepair over the last 10 years. In the meantime, other teams caught up, built their own. And so the shift in kind of an arms race for the Latin players in Caribbean, which the Dodgers owned more or less for a very long time, they fell behind. And in new management, Guggenheim management, they want to reclaim that position, at least be on an even footing, if not get back the lead. And so they have renovated the complex, and they've done it with a lot of thought, spent a lot of money. They didn't level the old one. They actually restored and expanded the old one. So it retains the kind of campus-like feel that they actually patterned after Dodgertown and Vero Beach. But it's all state-of-the-art, brand new. And along with that comes the kind of new mentality that they're using, and that they not only, and they say it, but it's more than just say it, because I kind of witnessed it. They want to develop these players, but they want to develop them as people too. And so they're giving them classroom instruction, not taught by coaches, but by taught by teachers and professors on how to balance a checkbook, how to speak English. And so it's kind of a well-rounded program, which includes better dietary plans and nutrition. And I got to say, having seen it in the beginning and having seen it about 10 years ago and see it now, it's pretty impressive what they have done and what they plan to do.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of the academies there, and they used to have a lot of them in Venezuela. Most of those have since closed, and most teams moved over to the Dominican if they didn't have facilities there already. And like you said, I want to talk a little bit more about your point about it's more than just baseball training. This is training in life, and what we tend to forget as American-born people and fans is that it is not easy to make that transition. So you're a young ball player, you come over to the United States, don't speak any English, you have a ton of money thrown at you and superstardom status. So much for people, for these young guys to endure. And so to really have English classes and, like you said, like balancing checkbooks, just to know how to make good decisions, to be able to, I guess, prepare for the people that want to kind of get in your life, that maybe you need to be a little bit on guard. And so it's really, like, I would think a lot of the day is really spent more in a classroom. And then part of that, of course, is playing baseball, but it's really a pretty even thing. And I would think that a lot of players really benefit from that.
Right, and you certainly got that tone at the ceremony from the words of Commissioner Rob Manfred, from the words of Dodger Chairman Mark Walter and CEO Stan Kasten. This is not just about baseball. And, you know, they also began the ceremony with a moment of silence for the two ballplayers that were lost in auto accidents recently. And and you know, there's a tie in there, because I know that not only the Dodgers but all major league teams have a lot of valuable talent down there, and they need these players to kind of understand that there's a lot of responsibility that comes with being a major league player, not only to yourself and to your family, but to your teammates and your organization. And you have to handle yourself professionally, and you know, maybe that means, you know, driving a little slower. If you've been in the Dominican, you know that they play by different rules down there than we do up here. And it can be dangerous, as we've seen over the past few years. Too many players have been injured or killed in these accidents. So, you know, it even goes down to that. It's, as I said, it's not just about the baseball. It's how to handle yourself as a grown-up, and accepting the responsibilities that come with that money and that fame.
Yeah, absolutely. There's computer labs. I was laughing when I was at the Astros one several years ago. The internet connection was better than anything that I would get at a lot of these spring training facilities in Florida. And there were a lot of dignitaries, like you said, and a lot of ball players, current ball players. That must have been really exciting for the people of the Dominican Republic to have those players there and to represent. I mean, there are so many of these players and their families are like royalty there. I remember when the Astros opened their academy and Moises Alou was there and some of his family members, and you forget like how revered these guys are in their native land. So it seemed like it was just a star-studded event.
Well, it was, you know, starting with the president of the country. You know, that gives you an idea of the magnitude of this kind of ceremony if the president of the country is going to show up with his entourage. But you also had Manny Mota, who's almost like the unofficial president of the country, at least on the baseball end. You know, been around so long, and then many of the Dodgers scouts that helped find players like Pedro Martinez and Raul Mondesi, you know, the long list of Dodger players, their scouts and the teachers that helped develop them. So star-studded it was, and most of the Dodger front office flew out from California. You had the baseball commissioner come in from New York. So, you know, this was not just another ribbon cutting. This one had great significance for baseball and for the Dominican Republic.
Absolutely. Okay, very interesting stuff. Thank you very much, Ken.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.